Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State. The story is fantastic, but at the same time, it's what we have. Concerts to be held in Europe, one in Vienna, as I recall, by Taylor Swift, a very popular singer and performer, attended by tens of thousands and a lot of very young people, was to be the target of an attack launched by what appear to be ISIS operators or ISIS sympathetic operators. I moved from Europe to Afghanistan. We were told when the Biden administration chose to leave Afghanistan that it was not going to be a transnational threat to the United States, that we'd done enough. The reporting now says 10, 11, 12, maybe more al-Qaeda camps and facilities now operate openly in Afghanistan. The Taliban is in open conversation with al-Qaeda, and ISIS is present as well in Afghanistan and in the cities around Afghanistan. We're told this by intelligence assessment. So we come to not what did Joe Biden do or not do. We're now facing an election campaign by the Vice President of the United States. And it leaves me to ask a very specific question of Mary. What did the Biden administration achieve this threat from Afghanistan? There was the attack in Moscow. There are other attacks that have been launched by ISIS. What did it achieve by leaving Afghanistan? I have not heard Ms. Harris speak on this matter. And by the way, Mary, what is the Harris foreign policy?
It's a good question, John. It really hasn't been elaborated on yet. She's a bit of a blank slate. The only quote-unquote foreign policy issue that the vice president has dealt with has been our southern border and discussions with Mexico and Central American countries to try to stem the flow of illegal immigrants, and that just obviously hasn't worked at all. We've seen a huge surge there, as well as a surge in terror suspects coming over the border, those that we know of, and also presumably many more that we didn't catch as they came in. In terms of Afghanistan, John, I again, hard to see into the mind of the administration. I can guess at what they would say, which is probably that, you know, withdrawing troops from Afghanistan allows the U.S. military to focus its limited resources on other more immediate threats, to redeploy those troops to places like, say, Taiwan, to do training and to go to the Middle East, where, you know, we see now the threat of a wider regional war as Iran prepares to attack Israel. I think the counter to that is that we were not ready to withdraw safely, that our rushed withdrawal emboldens and empowered these various terror groups really to just have free reign in the country to do what they like, resulting not just in threats, but in gross human rights violations, notably against Afghani women, which is horrific. And that it also sends a signal to our enemies in Iran and China and Russia that we are weak and that we are not competent in terms of our basic ability to manage our government and to coordinate all the various parts. So I think that foreign policy, it is not likely at this point to be, you know, a top three issue for American voters. That's clearly the border and inflation and crime. But there are several months between today and Election Day, and there is not a small probability that, you know, we could have a significant foreign policy event in that time. And it will be very interesting to see the differences between the candidates when it comes to foreign policy, if indeed we can get, you know, Kamala Harris and that campaign to elaborate on her core beliefs.
And the advisors to the vice president, we need to know more as well. There's one man named Philip Gordon, I believe that's his name, who's a veteran foreign policy speaker. And his positions in the past will be examined. In other words, it's all ahead of us, Mary. But this example of Afghanistan is not a good start, not a promising start for the potential of a Harris administration. Mary Kissel is the executive vice president at Stevens Incorporated. She is former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. And before that, she was at the Wall Street Journal editorial board serving in China. This is CBS in Hong Kong, China. Not the mainland. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.